tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system. Next tonight at 8:30, welcome to the WQVL repeater.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
2K8 mobile listening.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Cat 5 cable about 15 foot long. They pay for like $11.
contacted the manufacturer, supplier.
This supply, you have to order a separation kit, and all the separation kit comes with is a 15-foot or a cable. So that's like $15 if you can get it. I mean, I think they ship it with the radio, so you know, you don't see it sold separately. So I don't know. You know, certain manufacturers have them, certain vendors have them, and other vendors don't. So we should get order the cable for now, then to figure out where I can get the separation kit from, which is basically two pieces of foam to cover up the screw holes when you take off the front plate, and 16-foot or 20-foot cable.
Okay. I guess I'll have to see it to understand exactly what they're doing, but I have a vague idea.
There's a crazy way, you know, you're supposed to take, the radio comes like in three parts. You've got your front control head that's unhooked, then you got a bezel that holds the front control head, and then you can unscrew from the radio, and that's what you would put down, mount that, and then, you know, the radio head snaps into it. The only problem is that you know, if you mount the four screw holes, like, there's no way to get the Cat 5 cable out because they don't make a switch for it to come out of the head. So since mine is being suspended, you know, it's only held on with on the left. I just get a bigger hole into the plastic piece so I could have the Cat 5 cable come out, but it has to make this up, you know, U-turn. So I just have like four sitting in there. Hopefully it won't damage it. I'll have to make some more holes because it mounts, you know, towards the left, and I have the hole to the right, so I have to sort of like flip it around and wedge it in that little space when you slide the cover on. It's an interesting design. Okay, I'm going to make my stuff on the way in 2 minutes, and then I'll back on in less than 5.
Okay, I'll be here. Just looking to see which way not to go. WB2ZSA.
Traffic was certainly coming up with Haven, especially wasn't that bad. I think there's like one or two traffic lights that are out of whack, and it's even for a minor street that backs up all the traffic. That's what it is. Okay, back in 3 minutes. WB2ZSA, WB2ZX, wheels.
Traffic reports to find out why traffic is so lousy.
It's a Monday and everybody's back from work. Back to work. Of course, I left my elevator pass home again today. So I got to walk up to 3 flights and find somebody in the elevator that has the card. This is 2 weeks in a row because I forgot to put it back in the compartment where I normally keep it.
Well, it is what it is. You're in better shape than I am. I misplaced something and I'm trying to figure out where it is.
Good news, I just got a text message that I can take the AP's parking spot that I guess she gave up in the car and don't have to worry about parking trucks. So that's one thing that's good.
Yep. Let's see what the little lady to tell me to go straight. Well, we'll see if that's a good idea.
Something that's interesting about YNAV, I was sitting waiting for somebody on, what was it, I think it was Friday. You know, I was going from Bay Ridge to Fairlawn, New Jersey, and I guess by the parking spot. It switches to 41 minutes, then it switches to 37 minutes, then it switches back to 41 minutes. So figure that thing out.
Can't make up its mind. I don't know. Anyway, traffic just opened up the backup on Parkway was for people exiting at New Hyde Park Road.
That was on the Northern State that time when I was going back into work from Page, and you know, all of a sudden everybody slams on the brake because everybody's trying to get off on that right lane that backs up the whole Parkway. Yeah, but also on Francis Lewis or Merrick Road, I think it's Francis Lewis on the southbound Cross Island, it backs up the right lane and into the Parkway, so you really got to make the exit lanes longer on that one. Even by me, my exit 13 on the belt, sometimes it backs up into the Parkway for the traffic light, so they really should make the exit lanes a little longer to make it safer.
Yeah, well, this was done a long time ago when the speed limit was 35 or 40 miles an hour. And they didn't expect nearly this volume of traffic. And, you know, the adjacent land is now very hard to come by.
That's not true. It's a state parkway. I'm in the domain. They say we're taking it, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe eminent domain, but they still have to pay for it at fair market value, which can get really pricey in some areas. And if you can't do it all the way through, doing it halfway and then squeezing it back together doesn't really make much sense.
But if they don't like a buffer land anyway, you know, the grass next to the park, they would all be state property, but saying they could be someone's private property, but like, you know, just widen the exit lane. But I guess not. Yeah, I remember the Belt Parkway before I started driving. Used to be 35 miles an hour. And everybody went 50 anyway. Then they raised it to 50. Then they raised, actually, probably all the parkways, they raised it to 50. They raised it to 55. And then in the 70s, the energy crisis, whatever it was, they lowered the speed limit to 50, and that was that. And at one time, the Depot Oyster Bay was actually 70 miles an hour before they, you know, the government said 55 was the max.
Now, there was nothing on Long Island over 65, or posted over 65.
Yeah, back in the 70s, DC for Oyster Bay was 70 miles an hour.
Trust me. The highest speed limit in this area was 65. The highest posted speed limit. People were doing 80 and 90, and they still are, but, you know. It was never that high. I've lived out here since the 60s, and I've traveled that road. And I remember the LIE when it was 65.
Maybe it was 65, but I think I remember 70. I don't know. It could be right. I have to look it up or something, and we'll see. But I know it was much higher than the Southern State and the LIE and everything else like that. So you could be right, but this one was 70, I don't know. I think Florida, they do have 70 on the Florida Turnpike, and I guess 95 also. And I think someone's in Texas somewhere that's like 75 or 80 mile an hour on the road, on one of the roads.
Yeah, the high limits are out of state in the southwest, I think. And I don't know if they are anymore because they lose federal funding if they go over a certain speed limit. In fact, it may not even just be in the southwest. It's in the west in general. They think, like, up into Wyoming, Dakota.
WB to Zinnick, I just entered the 59th Street Bridge, heading into Manhattan and the west side, and today they're having that thing at Lincoln Center in the evening, and I don't know if my street will be blocked off going home. I might just have to cut down to 57th and go that way. Actually, once or two times I was on 57th Street, since Trump moved in, became president-elect, there's less traffic. I guess there's more traffic agents on the road chasing the double-parked cars or other things away, so that traffic does move a little better.
Yeah, another reason not to go into the city. Unfortunately, I usually go in once or twice a year and stay, but this is really putting a crimp in things. I'll tell you, it's funny the way, and I noticed this, because I've been listening to, some radio shows while I'm driving. People tend not to remember things the way they were. They were talking about gas being real cheap at 35 or 40 cents a gallon in the 60s. And I'm going, in the 60s, it was like 17 cents.
Yeah, something like that. You used to fill up your car, you're down like 18, and you used to fill up your car for 10 bucks. And then one time, when they had the first gas prices, I guess it was in the 70s, they said, some gas station had the nerve for business to raise their gas to 99 cents, because that's as far as the pump would go. You know, that's the maximum the pump would register in those days.
Yes, I do remember that. But, yeah, I remember the first time it jumped from, like, between 17 and 25 cents a gallon, depending on what kind of gas you bought, to about half a dollar a gallon, and then it kept edging its way up.
I remember it coming down recently, about 12 years ago, went down to under $2, and then it went up again. Now, it's, you know, one time, a few times I did pay, over $4, because I had to take premium, so I pay over $4 one or two times, and now it's, down again. Of course, Jersey now matches New York, so it's not fair to go to Jersey, or, I don't know, they make a special trip anyway, but when you're in Jersey, you don't really gain anything filling up there anymore, unless you take regular. Regular is still low, and there's like a 60 cent difference between regular and premium for some reason in Jersey. I don't know how tax works on that. Maybe there's more tax on premium and mid-rate than there is on the regular.
You know, one thing I've noticed lately is there's a larger gap between premium and regular. It used to be about 6%. That seems to be more. How about you be too enthusiastic?
About 50 cents. Even by me, it's, I think it'll be 40 cents. And I still don't understand. There's an Exxon station, Exxon Mobil, on one corner, and then there's the Shell station on the other corner, you know, right across the street from it. My station, well, of course, they have it advertised. It's $2.79 if you want to pay cash for the premium, and it's nearly $2.89 for credit, unless you use their credit card. And across the street, the gas is like $3.21 for the same amount. So, you know, with a 50 cent difference, you would think that no one's there, but there's always people getting gas at Shell. So I don't know, maybe they like that gas better, but they're with two stations next to each other, you think that no one would go to the, you think they'd have price wars, but they don't.
Probably something you don't know about. Something you
I don't even know how it works. How they raise and lower the prices, I guess it's based upon the loop. But the guy can say anything. I mean, they get a delivery, the guy pays less, you know, for his gas by the, you know, tractor trailer comes, he pays less. He's supposed to reduce his rates, but if he didn't, who would know?
No, he's not obligated to reduce his rates. It only makes sense that he be competitive.
Like that, and I guess it's basically staying the same for like the last 6 months. Did go up a little bit, like 5 cents, and it went down again. So, you know, I don't think it's, I know Jersey, they only change on Fridays. I don't know when they change in New York, but I think he has to first change the signs, raising the rate. He has to change the signs first. That sign would be wrong, they'd get in trouble, so.
Call 10-1-2-0-3-L-M.
Good guess.
Yeah, by the way, that once a week thing in New Jersey is only at the stations on the parkway where they have a contract, to that effect.
That's what it was. Yeah, I really haven't looked on the turnpike lately to see what the gas is. They have these electronic signs, like 3 miles away from the gas station telling you what the gas is. And I believe in Jersey it's all the same on the turnpike. You go to Florida, depending upon what town you're in, the gas could range anywhere between 30 and 50 cents higher as you get closer to Miami.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, and at least that makes sense, depending on where they are from the from the storage point, it costs what it delivers in certain areas. So consequently, the price would be higher. You know, and that part of it makes sense.
This guy decided he wants to get off the left lane and move into my lane, since I'm in that lane. But I'm on the other side of the bridge, I've got all the fenced up whatever they're building over here. They've done this building a block long. They put a fence around it, a wooden fence, and there's all graffiti on the inside of the fence. So I guess there must be an opening in the fence somewhere where someone got in and decided to put their marks on certain things.
I want to get one attached to kids and make clean it up.
It's just a temporary construction fence. Yeah, they got a fence to catch them, and they should make them clean them up, and they should make them clean up every other ones. Also, I think they do that a few times. They make the sometimes. So if I don't come back to the next round, I'm just waiting for the traffic light to change. WB2ZSA.
Anyway, I am now in the, by Queens College. Yeah, Queens College. And traffic is, of course, moseying along at a slow rate.
Went to the rec route today, and Kobe walked on the route.
No, it only seems that on the parkway, I've been on Jericho Turnpike. I miss a lot of the traffic doing that, but still, you know, gets to a point, and they did say it was going to get jammed up, and they were right.
With those signs, you're riding 50 miles an hour, but it says it's 25 minutes to get to, say, Cross Island Parkway, some destination like that. And you don't believe it because you look like you're moving, and then all of a sudden you stop, and it's slow, and it's about that time. Those things, electronic signs when they're moving, are pretty accurate.
It would appear they finally got it down, and considering all the electronics that they've installed to keep track of it, that's fun.
That's when they are working. There's one on the 59th, one on the George Washington Bridge. It says upper level 3 minutes, lower level, no, it says upper level 3 minutes. This is like Friday night. Then it says 4 minutes underneath it, so I think that the display that says lower level came off. So it just says 3 minutes on top, 4 minutes on the bottom. That's only given 4 minutes before. They went passing this. So I guess those are designs. That's supposed to be the Hudson Wall. You know, passing 3rd Avenue and 63rd, with the 2nd Avenue subway station is being rebuilt. So, you know, you look inside and you see the new escalators, and then you have fancy stuff, but it's on the wall. It's like, it looks like it's three-dimensional. Pieces of steel, pieces of crane, and things like that. I think it's just a wall display and not the actual piece of steel sitting there that's got to take away.
So what you would have to find is instead of reading 3 minutes and 4 minutes, it should have read 34 minutes?
This is 11 o'clock on Friday night. We sailed right through no traffic at all, and no construction, so everything was wide open, going from Fairlawn back to, I had to drop someone off at Bay Ridge, and then this guy puts the left direction, right directional signal on, and he's truck on the left lane decided he was telling me he was going to the right lane in front of me. But I'm going to get a little noisy now, so I don't know, we'll see what happens. I have 7 minutes and I'll be at work, and I think there's more traffic lights.
Yeah. You got up to the park yet?
No, not yet. That's park and 63rd.
Hey, whatever works.
Going through the park, I don't know why, 66th Street, I don't know why. You know, you got these, you know, this is the road to sort of like half a lane because you got these trucks that, park and block away rather than pulling over to a curb.
By the way, did you ever find my UHF radio in your radio? Did I double what you just said? Hello, Jerry. WBQZS.
Edison 63 to complete that spot. Let me sign because I'm getting noisy over here. WBQZS, WBQZX.
As I was saying, did you ever find my UHF repeater in your radio?
Not at all, because I was which would I probably have it in the radio. Whether the input frequency is correct, I don't know. But I stick program everything in the repeated. Well, the UHF one comes to think, because we're in that repeated database. I don't know. I'll have to go look it up on New York Repeater Directory. Because I really haven't touched this radio in 4 years. You know, I programmed it when I actually put it in, and really haven't changed anything. I just wanted to make changes since I have to bring the laptop out and, you know, get the connector in the back and things like that. Even though I can do it one or two at a time, I will have to check one of these days. Of course, when it gets cold, it's a little difficult, but I make sure I put it in there.
Yeah, give me a phone call when you have a chance, and I'll go over it with you.
Just send me an email, and I'll add it in that way. I'll figure out where to put it. I'll do it that way. Yeah, you can do it singly. You know, I can do a single channel without a problem.
Yeah, I'll have to find your email. I think I have it. Wait a second. You sent out the log, right?
My call at rymark.org, my call at ARL, and the log also. And you set up the log, so you should have it. Rymark will give you the and one more vlog at Rymark will get the, to me.
I'll figure it out.
Kelly to the park now, we'll take anything to me because it gets a little noisy on the other website. WBQZC, WBQZX, Mobile.
WBQZC.
Tonight at 8:30, W2BL, repeater system.